Little bit of audio open lines. No so much audio, except it's coming from Jeff on the other side of the microphone here. Black Eyed Peas are a good way to begin open lines. During this time, we're asking for your questions or your comments. We had a little open lines in the premiere hour of the new issues, etc., on Monday this week, but it was not near enough time to get to everything that we wanted to talk about. We know that you have questions, especially questions stemming from kind of March 18th on to present and then on into the future. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE, 1-877-623-6943, or email us. We've got email to get to, and Jeff will be bringing some of that to us. Talkback at issuesetc.org, talkback at issuesetc.org. And, of course, Jeff Schwartz is executive producer. You can call yourself anything you want to now, can't you?
I sure can.
So what do you choose to call yourself now that you have been freed from the shackles of ecclesiastical bureaucracy?
Jack of all trades, master of none. And, hey, by the way, let's say hi to Craig. Craig, turn your mic. We got Craig Allen back from KFUO. But by the way, his real name, hey, at Lutheran Public Radio,
no
none
fake
of
names.
These phony radio pseudonym. So you're no longer Craig Allen. He's Craig Feichtinger. For years, you heard him as Craig Allen.
I got to put my headphones on. Okay, now I'm ready.
You need more volume. I can barely hear you, buddy.
I don't know if I'd call you Jack of all trades, master of none.
What would you call me?
We don't want to get into that on the radio.
Right. Now,
but we got Craig back. This is good.
I don't know if it is evident to anyone who's listening, but our primary concern over the last 3 days, and really over the last 3 months, have been technical concerns. I never worried about what we do when we got back on the air. Once I was convinced we were going to come back on the air, I never worried about what we were going to say, what we were going to do. That was all pretty much laid out for us. How we were going to get it on the air was my primary concern. It kind of remains my concern. It's a nail-biting moment every day so far. But Craig is here to calm my nerves. I look across the glass. I see his almost sleepy eyes in the midst of our program and realize all is well. If Craig isn't worried, I shouldn't be worried either.
Hey, we've got good news, by the way.
I hate to tell you this. I don't worry about much, Todd.
I know. That's what I like about him. I do. I do. I do.
You get paid to worry.
Yes.
What's the good news?
We set a record on Live 365, the first day broadcast.
We were told by our former
employers that, 65 people listen live, which, by the way, most people don't listen live on the web. Why listen live when they can listen at their convenience on demand, correct? So they had increased the number of streams at Live 365, the most number of streams they've ever had for a radio station when they've launched a radio show, a talk radio show. We set the record, and that's why a lot of people said they had to pay to become a VIP member. If you paid, please get your money back. You have a 5-day trial with the Live 365. We don't get a penny of that money. But what happened was we used up the maximum amount of streams, and we had to increase that. Chris Roseborough of Pirate Christian Radio had to increase the number of streams.
So the long and the short is that in Live 365's history of streaming live radio, we were the first to max out its capacity.
Exactly. And that's very good news. Another piece of business, Chronicles Magazine, it's on the web. I think it's chroniclesmagazine.org. Aaron Wolf has a new article, and it's coming out in the print edition in July regarding the cancellation of issues, etc. Out with the Old is the title of the article. What is that website? Is it chroniclesmagazine.org?
It's chroniclesmagazine.org.
Yeah, go there and look for Out with the Old is the title. You can read that article about the cancellation of issues, etc. online. And thanks so much for Aaron.
Well, and I finally got to do something today that I had hoped to do. Even though there are no nails and no hammer around here for some reason, I wanted to hang a few pictures. And rather than hang family pictures or pictures of my mini cats, I was able to at least display the framed Wall Street Journal articles and the St. Louis Post-Dispatch articles and the World Magazine articles, and as soon as Chronicles comes out in print, that one will go up there as well.
My wife has the frame ready to go with the Chronicles Magazine article.
I never dreamt in all my born days that I would have an office/studio with clippings. But be assured of this, dear listener. We believe nothing that was written about us. The worst thing that could happen to us at this point is for us to believe our own press. I don't think we do, do we? You and I have to work together.
That's right. But we want to open up the phone lines and the email, and I'll tell you why. We've just been inundated, and we cannot respond to everything. So there's an opportunity for you, the listener, ask about what anything from that happened March 18th forward, the present of Lutheran Public Radio and issues, etc., the future, where we plan to go. Phone lines are wide open for you.
1-877-623-MY-I-E, 1-877-623-6943, and you can email us right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org.
Now look, folks, technically, if you've listened the last couple of days, we can either take a phone guest and no callers, or phone callers and no phone guests. So we can't take your phone calls during this segment because neither one of us is on the phone.
That problem will be resolved, hopefully by the end of the week.
Yes.
All of the equipment's in place. It's just that two very expensive pieces of equipment can't talk to each other at this particular moment.
Exactly.
And once we get them these two pieces of equipment to get to know one another, they go out to dinner, they have a few drinks, then they'll be talking to one another, and the callers will be able to hear the guests, and the guests will be able to hear the callers. We can hear everybody, but unfortunately, everybody has to hear everybody to pull off that little situation. So you can still call us, 1-877-623-MY-I-E, 1-877-623-6943, or email us talkback@issuesetc.org. What is better about the new issues, et cetera, Jeff? What's top of your list that's better about the new issues, et cetera?
Well, I wouldn't put it top of the list, but I love the fact that there's restaurants all around us. We lived in, we worked in West County area, and there wasn't like fast food anywhere. I mean, you had the Concordia Seminary cafeteria, which sometimes closed at 2 and sometimes wasn't open during breaks, and I mean, there's just no place to go. But I mean, within 200 feet, the back door here is a Subway.
No, we can. It's not 200 feet. It's 10 feet.
Yeah, 10 feet.
Are basically operating out of the back of the Subway in Collinsville.
Exactly, exactly. But there's Subway. There's McDonald's. I mean, we're like surrounded by everything. You know,
there's a little barbecue place across the way too.
Yes. Yeah, we took Craig out to that place, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. No air conditioning, just the way barbecue should be served.
Oh,
no
they've
air
got
conditioning.
Great ribs. They've got great ribs. I don't remember what the name of the place is, but great, great ribs.
Doesn't matter as long as it's across the street from where we do the show. Although we haven't had time lately, really, to go sample any cuisine to speak of in the southern Illinois area. We've been too busy just trying to get to 3 o'clock every day.
Another plus, we're closer to home.
You are.
Well, aren't you a little bit closer to home?
About 3 minutes closer to home.
3 minutes,
yes.
Closer to home. I'm closer to home. I'm definitely closer to home, which means more time with the Schwartz family, which is just what my wife wanted.
No weekends.
Yeah, we don't work Sunday nights for now. For now, there's no working for Sunday nights. There's a dress code. There's no dress code at
Yes, my
LPR.
Dress yesterday could attest to the fact that I think pretty much the clothes I fell asleep in the night before were the clothes I came to work in the next day.
I think the only dress code is that you wear something.
We got Congressman Shimkus coming in next Saturday. I did notice that Craig looks a little bit better dressed today than he did the first 2 days, didn't you, Todd?
Yeah, well, I don't pay much attention to what Craig's wearing, to tell you the truth.
As long as I've got something on, I'm okay.
Jeff and Craig are the clothes horses around here. I'm the guy that just wears whatever happens to be on when I walk out the door. You know what I like about the new issues, et cetera?
What's that?
These two things go hand in hand. No editorial restrictions. We're really restricted only by the confines of our own conscience, but also that frees us up for the gospel to be the genuine and abiding priority of what's broadcast on issues, etc. I don't know how much tension there was about that before, but with editorial restrictions, sometimes what you have to say in the name of the gospel can't be said if there's editorial rules in place, and those are no longer there. So we're able to focus and be able to say exactly what we need to say in order for the gospel to be made most clear to the audience.
And I think a lot of people are wondering, well, will you be, critical of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod? We get a lot of email by that. And the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod will be just like any other church body, like we covered the Presbyterian Church USA yesterday. We got a lot of criticism from our non-Lutheran listeners, and I think rightfully so. You're critical. You bring out the errors of all these other church bodies, but we never hear you talk about the problems in your own church body. But our hands are no longer bound when it comes to the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
You know, there were two different reactions to that, at least as I noticed it. One of them was, please open up the floodgates, say what you've never been able to say before, let loose. And the other was, please say nothing, go on as though nothing had happened. Now, neither of those are really a viable option as far as I'm concerned, because you can't make a radio program about what a radio program used to be. Then you're really just walking backwards, or at least walking forwards, facing backwards, which is walking backwards. And you also can't embark on a radio program that has had the kind of hiatus issues, etc., has had, without at least acknowledging in some form or another where this thing came from and why, in large part, it is what it is today. So I prefer the middle path here, the path between open up the floodgates, fire both barrels, let them have it, and act as though the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod doesn't exist. The middle path. Always the best path. We'll be right back.
No infomercials for LCMS, Inc. You're listening to Issues Etc.
618-223-8384. It's the new phone number for the Issues Etc. listener comment line, 618-223-8384. Leery about calling a live radio talk show? Want to remain anonymous? Leave your recorded question or comment on the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. The good, the bad, the ugly. We're big boys. We can take it. 618-223-8384.
Will your church be one of the Issues Etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod to pledge $1,000 to Issues Etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues Etc. 300, look for the sponsors section at our homepage, issuesetc.org. Please consider including Issues Etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues Etc. 300.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
A California Superior Court judge found sufficient evidence to try twin sisters Bertha and Raquel Bugarin for practicing medicine without a license. They'll be arraigned. Bertha was caught doing abortions even though she has no medical background. She and her former partner owned 11 abortion mills. He was an abortionist who had his license revoked. They associated with three other abortionists, one a sexual predator, who also all got their licenses revoked. Another non-medical person who did abortions for Bertha disappeared when the investigation began. Boy, talk about birds of a feather. The number of medical violations and harmed women seems endless. This is another example of why abortion may be legal, but it sure isn't safe.
Life Issues. Stay informed. More informed than you've ever been.
Time for me to fly. Welcome back to Issues Etc. Open lines here in the first hour, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 1-877-623-6943, or email us here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to visit with St. Louis Post-Dispatch columnist Colleen Carroll Campbell. We'll also talk with Dr. John Warwick Montgomery about Islam. And then Friday on the program, Christianity and Culture, Dr. Angus Manouge will be our guest. 1-877-623-6943 or talkback@issuesetc.org. I'm Todd Wilkin. Jeff Schwarz is here in the studio with me.
You were talking about editorial restrictions. What was the biggest thing that impeded your ability to speak?
I don't know if it impeded my ability to speak. What it was a frustration for me. I was saying before the break that the best path is the middle path between kind of a spiteful looking back and saying, this is how we were wronged when the show was canceled and we were terminated, I must say, without explanation. And the other, what people may have seen as the other alternative, which was to proceed forward with the new issues, et cetera, as though the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod doesn't exist, never making reference to it again. I just don't think either of those were viable options. What I opted for is the middle path, which I consider to be honesty. Telling the truth. Telling the truth where the truth needs to be told, which is kind of what Issues Etc. has always been about. Now, the restriction that existed before that really became a tremendous frustration to me, especially in the last years and months, was not so much a restriction as to what we could or couldn't say, but what the priority had become that surrounded the radio program before. The priority, quite honestly, became not the proclamation or the promulgation of the gospel, but the preservation of a commercial radio station in the St. Louis market. So that very often the editorial conversations that we would have had to do with whether or not something we may have said or failed to say, or someone we may have talked to or failed to talk to on the air, was going to somehow hurt the prospects for a commercial radio station in the St. Louis market. And I found that, at first, confusing and, in time, almost completely intolerable. So when I talked earlier this week about the sense of relief that Jeff and I both had after the cancellation of Issues, etc., it was due largely to the fact that we would no longer have to be in service of the preservation of a commercial radio station in the St. Louis market and worried about whether or not something we might say might get a radio station sold or cast in a bad light.
And what you're talking about is the sister station to KFUO AM, which is KFUO FM Classic 99.
Right, right.
Right, right.
So in other words, I guess my constant complaint was, will the legacy of Walter A. Meyer, who founded the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's Christian radio station so many years ago, will his legacy finally be classical music in St. Louis, Gershwin, or the gospel? And the frustration was compounded by the fact that when I would bring up these concerns, they met largely with a deaf ear. I mean, people would listen and bob their heads and say, yeah, 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 we understand. Don't worry, that'll all change. And it did change. We got canceled. That's how it changed. So the relief there is that now that restriction, such as it was, no longer exists.
But the secular FM commercial station is still
right
on the air.
Right.
And we're not.
They survived. We didn't. Well, we revived, but at least in that three-month interim, it appeared for a moment that we had not survived.
Our new call-in number, 877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. In studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Let's talk to Cindy in South County in St. Louis. Hi, Cindy.
Hi. How are you?
Doing fine.
Good. I want to know, in your past life, what kind of shows would you have done, and they would have brought you in and given you a severe talking to over? Can you talk about that?
I can tell you the kind of shows that we did get a severe talking to over.
Oh, that's what I want to know.
Because I can't speculate as to what would have gotten us a severe talking to, but I can tell you what
did
get us a talking to.
Great,
now,
I want to hear that.
Again, thank you, Cindy. I'm working
sure.
I'm working from memory, so it's not like I kept a complete diary of all things that frustrated me in my final days in the previous incarnation of Issues, etc. But I remember doing a show on, in fact, I thought it was a rather stellar show, an historic show, on the history of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, especially as it pertained to what has come to be known as the walkout, the battle for the Bible. And I think we did a series of weekday shows, and we also did a Sunday night program on that. And I remember distinctly being warned by station management that that was a risky venture. All we did was just go back and talk over the history with some of the principal people who had been a part of it. I think it was Dr. Carl Barth, and the other gentleman's name for some reason escapes me, but he had actually written a book chronicling the account of the battle for the Bible in the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod. And rather unexpectedly, we were told that that was kind of a risky conversation. Watch what you say. another thing that got us warning is when we treaded into Roman Catholic territory, especially with regard to the Pope. I don't know why, because the Lutheran confessions are quite clear on the issue of the teachings of Roman Catholicism and the role that the papacy plays in the minds of the Lutheran reformers. But for some reason, that was also considered to be risky conversation topics. And some of these talkings too were quite vague. It was just watch yourself, be careful what you say, but very few specifics as to what we could or couldn't say. That's just a few that I remember. Of course, most of the time it didn't stop us from talking about it. We just were willing to run the risk that it would get us a talking to. Steve is calling from South County. Steve, welcome to Issues, Etc.
Sorry, Steve from West County.
West County. Thanks, Steve.
Yes. Hey, just a point of clarification. There's a lot of inconsistencies coming down from 1333 Kirkwood Road. And one of the things was, and you can help us clarify, is when I gave money to you under the Issues Etc. Reformation Club, what percentage of the take was held back by foundation? Because everything was going from 10% to 40%. And then the other question was how many of the other KFUO programs actually actively solicited, you know, contributions to help fund their programs?
You mean specifically for the programs?
Yeah, for example, and I'm not picking on anyone in particular, let's just an example of like Law and Gospel with Tom Baker or some of the other programs where you have explicitly asked for funds, you know, through the Reformation Club or, you know, you're developing the church, the 300 Lutheran churches to help with the Bot Radio Network, for example.
All right, Steve, thank you very much, and thanks for the call. On the last question, I always remember last questions better than I remember first questions. On the last question, to my knowledge, none of the other programs were asked or required to solicit any funds specifically for that program. We were. That was always a source of confusion for us. Of course, we had a national show to support, but we took that duty rather seriously, as evidenced by the church sponsorships, the Reformation Club. We were beginning the Issues, Etc. 300, had more than several congregations ready to commit themselves to the Issues, Etc. 300, which, by the way, is coming back, the Issues, Etc. 300, one of those things on our checklist. And that situation where other programs were not required to specifically raise money for their support did exist. And so it was one of those confusions after we were canceled, why it is, since we were the only program required to raise its own support specifically and to do its own development, why were we the only program canceled? Still doesn't make sense.
I remember
to me
sitting, both of us sitting in a meeting over at the headquarters for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and you know, I'm no Darwinist, but I said survival of the fittest. Let's have accounting. Every show has to account for their own money, and let's see who survives. Because you can't have one, which we're the only one required to raise its own money, and nobody else doing it. And the playing field should be even for everybody.
And there was just when I talked on the first day of the program about how a lot of things didn't make sense to me. Do you remember the end of the meeting where we did get fired? The last thing that both of us said was, this makes no sense. Given the fact that we had a listenership, a relatively speaking successful development effort, a popular show, the only nationally long-form nationally syndicated program, both of us were just kind of left with our mouths hanging open saying, this makes no sense. And I'll be quite honest with you folks, it still makes no sense to me today. If someone were to ask me, and I've said this several times, if someone were to ask me, why was the show canceled? Why were you fired? My honest answer is, I don't know. I know what explanations have been given.
Not to us.
Well, not to us personally, no, to everyone but us. But I do not know why the show really was canceled and why we were really fired. I have my ideas. I have my speculations. But I probably will go to my grave never knowing why. And with it making as little sense to me today or then as it did on March 18th, really does make no sense. Now, he had asked about how much money given, say, through the Reformation Club in its previous incarnation actually made it to us. And I can't honestly answer that question. That question needs to be posed to those who were in charge of development for the radio program.
In Steve's case, if you were within a 100-mile radius of St. Louis, that all went to the KFUO General Fund, not towards issues, etc. So anybody in the Reformation Club within a 100-mile radius of St. Louis went to KFUO General Fund, not to issues, etc., directly to issues, etc.
So insofar as issues, etc., would benefit from that general fund, then it's still got some. Not all. We'll be right back.
Sounds of rich liturgy and historic Christian worship. What a way to spend a Sunday morning. At Trinity Lutheran Church in Millstadt, Illinois, you'll find authentic Christianity as you hear the preaching of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of your sins. Come, join us Sunday mornings at 9 and Monday evenings at 7:30, and find out more about Trinity Lutheran Church, Millstadt, Illinois, at trinitymillstadt.org.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,500 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Christopher Heron, Paul Whitmore, Ian Russell, Mr. and Mrs. Zeke, Pastor Jacob Erhard, Carl Berner, Donald Coles, William Earl Sinkhorn, Christina M. Janice, and Pastor David Smilek. Thanks for your support.
New technology, old theology, you're listening to Issues, etc.
618-223-8384. It's the new phone number for the Issues, etc. listener comment line. 618-223-8384. Leery about calling a live radio talk show? Want to remain anonymous? Leave your recorded question or comment on the Issues, etc. comment line. 618-223-8384. The good, the bad, the ugly. We're big boys. We can take it. 618-223-8384.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and click on-demand audio. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. on-demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week, issuesetc.org, and click on-demand audio.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. 10 more minutes in open lines, and then in the second hour of the program, we're going to spend some time with Congressman John Tsimkas, get a Washington update on all matters pertaining, you know, they got a lot to worry about in Washington. The economy, gas prices, the war, presidential elections are coming up. Will anything get done? And then we're going to talk with Dr. Paul Meyer about the historicity of Christianity. He's a regular guest and professor of ancient history at Western Michigan University in Kalamazoo, Washington. Open lines are in studio. Email address talkback@issuesetc.org or call in number 1-877-623-MYIE, 1-877-623-6943. And we're coming to you live this Wednesday, the 2nd of July. By the way, we will be working 4th of July, too. We determined that even though we are our own bosses and could take that day off, it probably wouldn't be a good idea to take a day off the very first week we were back. I couldn't do it in good conscience. Oh, you know what? Another thing I like a lot better about the new program? Better bump music. I don't feel like I'm wearing a leotard doing a workout with Jane Fonda every time the show starts up.
I agree, and the sentiment from the email agrees with you as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the last caller asked your thoughts about the LCMS Foundation, the fundraising arm for our previous employer.
I'll say what I can say in good conscience, okay? Because I want to take a pastoral approach to this entire thing. Rather than being a help, more often than not, the foundation was to us a hindrance. And that's a problem not just pertaining to Issues, et cetera, but to other entities as well. And as to how much it cost them to raise money for us? I was always told during my time at KFUO that it was 40% by management. I was always told almost on a daily basis. And that was, of course, a source of some consternation. But it was certainly more than the industry standard, which is somewhere below 10%.
Not below 10.
Right at 10? You think so?
People shoot for 10.
If you do $10, 10 cents to raise a dollar, you're doing well?
Yes.
You think they were doing it?
No. Absolutely not. I don't know what...
But again, they can answer those questions. They can answer those questions. But ask to see their math, please. Well, that's the one thing that I learned that you warned me about almost the very first week I came on to do Issues Etc. full time. You warned me about it. You said something like, follow the money. And it took me 7-8 years almost to realize that the devil was in the details, and the devil was very often in the math, too. Tim is calling from St. Louis. Tim, welcome to Issues, Etc.
How you guys doing?
Doing well.
My question is, when you got the call on that Tuesday of Holy Week to come to the International Center, did you immediately know something was wrong? Maybe not necessarily what would end up happening, but did you have to know as you were going down there, was something going to happen? And then I have one other quick comment real quickly about kind of what bothered me the most about, other than not getting to listen to Issues, et cetera, anymore. You know, when you turn on your TV and your radio and you want to listen to Christian, you know, talk, Christian programming, the airways are predominantly Baptist, Pentecostal, non-denominational teachers and pastors. And here is a show not only on KFUO during the week, but also the nationally syndicated version, that you have a real good chance to hear from a Lutheran perspective. And I was very upset that, you know, you guys' slogan was the radio voice of the Lutheran faith of the 21st century. And
someone obviously disagreed.
Well, you know, here you have a chance, you know, both during the week here in St. Louis or, you know, worldwide on the Internet and then nationally syndicated on Sunday nights, to hear, you know, forgive me, no disrespect, but the truth. And that just really bothered me that they silenced the truth.
Well, it bothered us, too. Thank you very much, Tim. I appreciate it. Now, as to your first question, did we know? Therein lies a tale. My goodness. We actually weren't called in a moment's notice. We were given a weekend to stew about it. I think it was a Thursday the week before when the meeting was scheduled, and I immediately, as I was often wont to do whenever, we didn't have a lot of meetings. People don't realize we didn't have a lot of meetings at the International Center. Jeff and I are not kind of International Center type of guys. Both of us kind of feel the wind being sucked out of our lungs every time we walked into the building, and kind of the bones in our spine slowly turning into jelly. So we would usually keep those meetings as short as possible. But it was the Thursday before that the meeting was scheduled, and I inquired about what the meeting was going to be about, and no one would tell me. And I inquired more than once, more than just several times, and no one would tell me. So Jeff and I began to think about this, and as Jeff and I were in the habit of doing, kind of living in a bunker mentality, we began to develop our multiple scenarios for what might happen Tuesday during that meeting at 10:30. And I think we had 6 scenarios, if I counted them all correctly, and we talked them over many times on the telephone over the weekend. Jeff, being the pessimist that he is, said, we're being pink-slipped. It's that simple. But he expected 2 weeks' notice, at the very least. I thought it had something else to do with, I don't know, management. Maybe we're going to get a talking to. We didn't know. I thought it highly unlikely that we would get pink-slipped. But the minute we got there and walked to the meeting room and saw the little placard on the door that said Human Resources Meeting.
10:30 a.m. Human Resources.
We both knew exactly what was happening. And to tell you the truth, even though I can say honestly, we didn't know what it was about. We had some suspicions. Neither of us were I don't think I was surprised. I was not surprised. It was kind of one of those things. When I sat down in that meeting, I thought to myself, well, this was going to happen sooner or later. Let's just get this over with. Was that the way you looked at it?
Yeah. That's pretty much the way I looked at it. It's kind of a fog to me, and you know, like I said, both a sense of relief.
My wife was surprised.
Was she?
Oh, baby, was my wife surprised. I remember after I called my pastor, we went to Denny's. We had some coffee. We began to plan our strategy for bringing the show back. And I finally got around to calling my wife, and I said, hi, honey. She's, how you doing? She's asking me about something at home. I said, honey, I just got fired. And my wife is hard to surprise because she lives with me, but she was completely and utterly shocked. She said, you're kidding me. No, I'm not kidding you. I got fired. What about the show? The show is gone. It's over with. Aren't you going to the radio station? No. They told us we can't go to the radio station. Hand in your keys. She said, why? And I said, like I've been saying for 3.5 months, I don't know. I'll see you in a couple hours. And that was kind of the first conversation of about a million over the next couple of weeks. It kind of went that way. Why? I don't know.
You know, one of the things we talked about, what the things we like better about being independent with Lutheran Public Radio, being the producer of Issues, etc. One of the things I don't like is your coffee. Folks, tell them about your coffee.
It's delicious.
The water to coffee scoop ratio.
No, it's Jeff.
Craig, help me out here.
Okay, Jeff made coffee yesterday, and it didn't taste like coffee. It tasted like pool water that had been kind of sitting around and stagnating for a while. Maybe had a few bugs floating in it, and that's why it was brown. It was not good. Coffee is to be made one little scoop per cup. So we got a pot that holds 12 cups, and so it gets 12 scoops.
Todd, we jokingly call your coffee sludge.
What, folks? Email me tonight. It's a third ratio. One scoop for 3 cups of coffee. That's what I was always told.
Yeah, that will get you pool water with bugs.
He's one per one, folks. One per one. I mean, my wife, first of all, doesn't let me have more than one cup of coffee in the morning because I'm capable of doing something drastic, all right, because of my personality or lack thereof. But, folks, I just can't believe he's not, like, bouncing up and down doing cartwheels, you know, during the breaks and stuff. I mean, that coffee is unbelievable.
It only shows how completely laid back I am normally, that I have to drink what you guys call sludge in order to be ready to do the show. It's delicious, by the way, and it's really the only way to make coffee. My wife doesn't mind it too much.
We had a listener call while you guys were going on about this. He said it was 3 scoops of coffee per 10 cups.
Exactly. I do 3 to 9.
That's disgusting.
But I'm willing to go 3 to 9. Are you willing to meet me halfway here on the coffee?
No, my philosophy is if you don't like it, you can always water it down.
You're correct about that. But
I can't do anything to fix your coffee.
Let's remember, who donated the coffee machine? My mom, whose birthday was yesterday. Happy belated birthday on the air, Mom. My mom donated that coffee machine.
So you get to say how we make the coffee around here?
So Carolyn needs to get you a coffee machine so you can have in your little office.
I'll tell you what. Here will be the arbiter of all matters related to coffee will be the good congressman who's standing outside waiting to come in. We'll give him a taste of the coffee during the break.
He won't
like
it. Ask
him to judge. I'll leave the room so he can be impartial. We'll ask him to judge whether or not this is coffee or some strangely mutated hybrid thereof. When we come back from this break, second hour of Issues, Etc., Congressman John Shimkus joins us for a Washington update. Going to ask him about the economy, about gas prices. I don't know. I think that Missouri has the lowest gas prices, and right next door, my home state, Illinois, may have among the highest gas prices in the nation. We'll talk about the war and about any prospective pro-life legislation, of course, the 2008 presidential elections. And then Dr. Paul Meyer will join us to talk about the historicity of Christianity. It's coming up in about a half hour here on Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We'll be right back after this.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues, Etc., P.O. Box 1046, San Juan Capistrano, California, 92693. Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.